You wouldn't have been able to go out again, would you?
Well, and up until I was 12, 14 years old and everybody else, if I went up to the Graham families to visit or over to the Darnells to visit or anything, and we got in trouble, they snatch up a switch and wear one. You didn't pick out just because my young'un. They wear your butt out just like you belong to them. And the same thing if people come to my house. My daddy give them a whipping as quick as he would me. Because whatever he was doing was wrong.
Uh-huh,
and
uh-huh.
The other parent never said nothing. The other parent might say, well, why didn't you put it on a little harder? But that was about it.
Maybe when you got home, you got one anyway.
And then I always thought my dad had what is it called, ESPX, extrusive perception. Because I remember one time the school was going to Mooney's Lake. It was a swimming hole in Atlanta. Deep swimming hole, public place. And we were going on a picnic, and my daddy says, you can go, but you can't go swimming. Because I wasn't a very good swimmer.
Oh.
And I said, okay. So I sneaked me out a towel and my bathing suit the night before and hid it. And then the next morning when I left, I went by the barn and got it. But when I came home that afternoon, he met me further than from here down to the road there with a switch in his hand. And he tore my... I don't know. But he didn't say nothing. He just... You disobeyed what I told you, son. And he gave my little buddy a wearing out. He had a good... I don't know. Somebody told me.
He had a sixth sense or something.
Yeah.
Either that or somebody told him.
But he never abused us, but when he spoke, we listened.
Sounds like a good dad.
And another thing I can never remember in my lifetime hearing my daddy tell not one of us, I love you. He didn't have to. Mm-hmm. We all knew it.
What age were you when your mom died? You were little, weren't
I was
you?
Less than 2 years old. I was about 19 months old when my real mother died, and Dad married again when I was about 4 or 5, and she lived about 5 years. She died with cancer. And then it was about, must have been 14, or about 14 when you married the old maid.
So what are some of the long-time Roswell families and surrounding areas? I know there's... And then, what are some of the other ones that
go
back
a
long ways?
You got the old, and then Professor and his fellow. Well, then, one of the Sully. Lord, the world is. But the family was south end of town. They owned the bank and the Roswell store and the drug store and all of that end down there. I was fortunate. Mr. he had one son that he had. He was an asthmatic, and when I went to, when I came back from Florida and went to move down to the First Baptist Church in Rolla, because I was dating a gal that was going there, and not this one, but another gal.
Good.
But, their son was an asthmatic and he had seizures. And like I say, I had a decent reputation. So, and I began to, he was in my Sunday school class. And all this for no reason, I never did figure it out later, that the began to